At the foot of yon mountain, where the waters o'erflow, sweet music and entertainment as I onward did go, I spied a fair damsel, she's the one I adore, and she's the one I may marry on the Red River shore. I asked her most kindly if she'd fancy me. My fortune's not great, that nothing, said she. Your beauty is a plenty, you're the one I adore. You're the one I may marry on the Red River shore. But our old cruel father, he came this far to hear. He said he would deprive her of her jewel so dear. He sent him away with a loud cannon's roar to leave his own true love on the Red River shore. She wrote him a letter, she wrote it most kind, and under those ceilings, those words you may find. Come back, my own jewel, you're the one I adore. You're the one I may marry on the Red River shore. He received that letter, he received it most sad, but none of his comrades could make him so glad. He drew a bright sword and harrow did go to meet his own true love on the Red River shore. But her old cruel father, he came this far to hear. He said he would deprive her of her jewel so dear. He raised a small army, full 24, to fight her own true love on the Red River shore. He drew a bright sword, and he waved it around. One half of them was killed, and the rest wounded down. It's no use, my little army, this you all well know, to fight a brave soldier on the Red River shore. So hard is the fortune of all womankind. They're always controlled, they're always confined, compelled by their parents until they're made wives, then slaves for their husbands all the rest of their lives.
Where'd you learn that?
I learned that from old Uncle Pete Cheney about 55 years ago.
Where did he live?
He was born and raised in Randolph County.